Simon & Schuster Audio presents Extremely Online, the untold story of fame, influence, and power on the internet. By Taylor Lorenz. Read by Emily Tremaine. With an introduction read by the author.
Introduction. The Social Ranking. This is a book about a revolution. Like most revolutions, this one has done less than some of its vanguard promised and more than anyone predicted. It has radically upended how we've understood and interacted with our world. It has demolished traditional barriers and empowered millions who were previously marginalized. It has created vast new sectors of our economy while devastating legacy institutions. It is often dismissed by traditionalists as a vacant fad, when in fact, it is the greatest and most disruptive change in modern capitalism. When looking at what the internet has wrought in the last 20 years, we tend to focus on big tech, the massive corporations, the founders behind them, their visionary innovations, and the power they wield. But that's only half the story. For all the platforms that Silicon Valley has created and algorithms they've tested, the real transformation has occurred closer to the ground. The business of big tech doesn't hinge on what they've invented, but on what they've channeled. From the first amateur blog to the newest TikTok sensation, it has been users and those in their periphery who have brought the creative energy, the tech companies rising around them, fueled by their rich content and collective attention. It's users who revolutionized entirely new approaches to work, entertainment, fame and ambition in the 21st century. And the first glimpse of this transformation came when the internet collided with the most status-conscious group, New York socialites. New York socialites kept who's who lists as far back as the 1800s. Women like Gloria Vanderbilt, Nan Kempner, and Brooke Astor appeared in the pages of magazines, served as muses for fashion designers, and held prestigious jobs at publications like Vogue. At every party, a small group of trusted photographers and columnists was allowed entry, and media coverage was invariably aglow. While there had always been
Sample complete. Ready to continue?